Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The safety of everyone who puts on the uniform. No military unit can succeed without discipline, without trust, and without cohesion. So I want you to hear it directly from me, the Commander-in-Chief. It undermines what this military stands for, and it undermines what the Marine Corps stands for when sexual assault takes place.
Boo! Within our unit. Shame on you, Obama. A new low. The man goes to Camp Pendleton. I was going to do a no Obama day. I said the man is so disgusting on a daily basis, I got to stop it because I can't take any more of him. It gets worse on a daily basis. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I plan on doing a show today on genetics, inheritance. I'll probably do it anyway, genetic testing, inherited diseases. But when I listen to the speech that this guy gave to Camp Pendleton's Marines, and he used this opportunity to tell them that sexual assault is undermining the military. I said the people have to hear this. They have to understand how fanatic this man is, how damn damaging this man is to every branch of this government and society. Listen to clip six.
And that's why we are going to work together, all of us, to stop these crimes of sexual assault and uphold the honor and the integrity.
I can't believe what I'm listening to. This is a madman. This is a madman out of control.
That message is coming all the way from the top.
Oh, yeah, all the way from the top. You're a great man. You take the great Marine Corps, you force them to take women, and then if a guy looks at a woman and says, honey, you're good looking, let's have a drink, she goes and reports it as sexual assault. Then you gin up a whole story about sexual assault in the military, and then you use that as an excuse to turn the military over to a group of fanatic, flaming, radical women. No, sir. This can't go on any longer. It cannot go on. There, I got it out of my system. Now I'll go on to the show I was going to do. And here's the show I was going to do. Was your mother an alcoholic? Was your father gay? Does cancer run in your family? Do heart attacks run in your family? How many relatives do you have that are schizophrenic or bipolar? You see, these questions, I figured, apply to everyone listening to The Savage Nation. And today on The Savage Nation, we're going to talk about genetic inheritance, both the good and the bad. And the reason is because, well, I saw an article this morning that attracted my attention on a genetic site. I think they sell, you know, genetic testing or whatever, the 23andMe blog. And it said, expect the unexpected. Rare mutation frequencies are increasing from small specific populations into the general population. In other words, there used to be rare mutations that were found in specific small ethnic populations like French Canadians living in Quebec or people with Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry. But now it says that these mutations are appearing in a more general population. So it triggered this. And I said we should talk about this today because everyone listening to the show has thought about the questions I've asked you. Have you had genetic testing done? And what did you learn? Were you surprised by the results? Or are you afraid of what a genetic test will tell you? And what diseases or problems have you inherited from your parents or grandparents? And how much do you believe in genetics? Do you believe in nature or nurture? Do you believe it's all genetic? It's absurd if you do. Certainly genetics play a big role in who we are, but not the whole role. I can give you example after example. Two dogs from the same parents in the same litter. You can see that for yourself. Horses, et cetera, from the same parentage. But don't you feel that other factors play a bigger role in our mind or our mindset or our health than just genetics? And we can talk about that. Now, I was terrible in genetics in college. I got to tell you that right up front. It's not my specialty. In fact, I had a block against the subject of genetics. When I was in college, I received mostly A's and B's in the sciences, except for one subject, genetics. I got an F. I simply did not want to study it. I didn't want to believe in genetics. I didn't want to believe there was a correlation between my father's heart attack and myself. And remember, I was a young kid. I was 18 years old. We were very emotional then, the sufferings of young Werther. And my father had just had a heart attack. I didn't want to, you know, get in. I just didn't want to. I blocked it. And because I blocked the subject of genetics, I couldn't study it. It's funny how you can set up mental blocks, right? Well, anyway, I remember the professor at that time. I can remember to this day, his day came up to me and he said, well, Michael, he said, I've got to tell you, you failed genetics and you're not going to graduate on time. And I said, you know what, professor? I got some little surprise for you. I took an extra course in biology last summer, unbeknownst to you, and I got an A in it, and I am going to graduate this semester. He hated me, and that's how that happened. But the fact of the matter is I really don't truly understand genetics that well. I just couldn't get into the alleles. I couldn't get into the mathematics of the alleles. There are subjects I'm good in. There's subjects I'm not good in. That's not one that I'm good in. I'll admit it to you. But it leads us to the issues at hand today. And I'm going to ask you again, was your mother an alcoholic? Was your father gay? Does cancer run in your family? Do heart attacks run in your family? How many relatives do you have that are schizophrenic or bipolar? These are interesting questions. And I'm wondering if it drives your life. Do you fear you're going to wind up like them? What do you do to mitigate against that? That's another question I want to talk about today. On the same line of thinking today, do you know that many Hispanics in the Southwest are of distant Jewish descent? I'm going to explain that to you. Do you know that many Italians, Spanish, and Greeks also have Jewish ancestry but may not even know it? Do you know that many Cubans are of Jewish ancestry going way back, but you may not understand that as well? In fact, it's pretty well established that the word Castro itself, I mean the name Castro, is derived from a Jewish family in Spain, and that's something that you should know as well. I also want to talk about the appearance of mutations in the general population, which were once restricted to certain ethnic groups, which are appearing by and large in the general population. The reason I want to talk about mutations is because we all have them. Some mutations are incredibly dangerous and cause disease. Some mutations are incredibly useful and give you survival adaptability. For example, I'll give you one example. The mutation for sickle cell trait. We know that in African Americans, the sickle cell trait seems to be prevalent. Well, the mutation for sickle cell trait seems to provide resistance to malaria for a population that originated in an environment rife with it at the time, Africa. So again, genetics are extremely important, and I think it's a subject that everybody is interested in one way or the other, and you don't need a college degree in at all, and you don't need a college degree to even talk about it. And perhaps we can all learn something together on the Savage Nation that may be of some interest to you, because there's only so much I can take of this nut house called the Obama White House. Not only did he go and insult the U.S. Marines by coming up with the big feminist lie about sexual assault at a time like this when we're at war with Al-Qaeda, he's trying to undermine our men and make them second-guess themselves. But today he topped himself. He announced the Medal of Freedom recipients, and I swear to God, he is giving a Medal of Freedom to President Bill Clinton and to Oprah Winfrey. He has debased the whole meaning of medal and freedom. Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to Oprah Winfrey? Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to left-wing radical activists who have done nothing but damage this society? Why would you mix up the first woman to fly in space, Sally Ride, who will receive the award posthumously, with some left-wing fanatics who did nothing but agitate and frankly cause great harm in this nation? Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to Gloria Steinem when she has done more damage to this society than any single woman that I know of, in my opinion? Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to, well, I have the whole list. You don't need to hear all of the names. They're crazy. It's a crazy list out of a university, Department of Ethnic Studies. Everything is crazy under this man. I don't know whether it's genetic or it's environmental. I suspect it's a product of both in his case. But in my case, I'd like to go back to the primary questions on genetics, genetic testing, what you think about it. And if you knew something was genetically wrong, here's another question for you. It's a real doozy. And here's a tough one today with all of the scanning they have with embryos for pregnant moms. If you knew something was genetically wrong with your child before birth, what would you do? Would you have that child? Would you raise that child? Or would you terminate the pregnancy? It's a very critical question. I've thought about it long and hard my whole life because, without going into great detail, I had a brother. May he rest in peace. He's in a cemetery for so many years now. I think his birthday's in September. He died, oh, God, no, so long ago. But he never really talked. He couldn't walk. He couldn't hear. He couldn't see. He was basically cared for since he was born. And it was a sad situation. And he affected his illness, or shall I say his inherited illnesses, or defects, if you want to put it that way, affected me profoundly in mostly positive but in some negative ways. His silence gave me the ability to talk to animals and the ability, or rather, to communicate with animals. And his silence also gave me the ability to communicate with millions of people in the fashion I do on the show every day. That's right. I thank him for that ability because I had to learn how to communicate with him. When the doctor said, don't talk to Jerome, he can't hear you. Don't talk to Jerome, he can't see you. Leave him alone. I thought the doctor was crazy. This kid was strapped into a high chair. Beautiful blonde hair, beautiful blue eyes, like a broken doll sitting there. And I was his brother. I was his older brother, a couple of years older. I wanted to talk to him. So naturally, since he couldn't talk, I learned to whistle to him. And I would see his eyes light up. And they would say, no, no, he doesn't understand you. Go away from him. Leave him alone. That's how it was. You got to understand how sick the medical establishment was in the days that I grew up. How ignorant, rather. They're about as ignorant today in other ways. Because no one has perfect knowledge, including myself. But in fact, he did understand me. When I whistled to him, his eyes lit up. There was a spark. And sometimes, you know, as I've gotten older, and the years I was at Berkeley working for my doctorate, oh, that was so long ago, there were many people I would see who were, you know, I don't know how to use the word today, some politically correct words, and I don't mean to step on people who were born with defects. It's not their fault. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let's say handicapped. You're not allowed to use that word today, but they're handicapped by birth. They are. And you have to help them in any way you can. And I would see people who were completely handicapped at birth who, thank God, because of modern psychology and modern technology, were able to self... They were mobile in wheelchairs. They could move the wheelchairs around with their mouth. And they could lead a somewhat of a human life instead of being locked away, as my poor brother was, into some hellhole, some snake pit, which he died in, by the way. And it had such devastation upon my poor mother. So, you know, we've come a long way, baby, in terms of how we treat people who are born this way. But I got to tell you something. I've looked back in my own life, and I've asked myself over and over again, was it better that he lived? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KSFO traffic, the 49ers game's underway. Traffic is still a mess. Northbound 101, it is slow and go through from Mountain View, Highway 85, all the way up to Candlestick. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge is slow as you make your way into San Francisco, back to the Toll Plaza, and getting to the Toll Plaza westbound 80, bumper to bumper from the 580 interchange in Richmond. Westbound 580 also slow trying to get to the maze. I'm Dave Howe, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-priced bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
You're a small business owner.
A restaurant.
Salon.
Medical office.
Retailer.
And there's an incredible opportunity to grow your business staring you in the face. Don't have the cash on hand? Don't have months to wait for the bank? Then you need Forward Line Financial. With a three-minute call to Forward Line, you could have the freedom to pursue whatever's next for your business. For over 10 years, countless business owners have turned to Forward Line for working capital financing. Applying is easy. You don't need tax returns or financial statements. Approval is easy. You can have the cash you need in as little as 7 business days. Have the freedom to take your business to the next level now with the cash you need from Forward Line. Call 800-517-0300. Get a free quote and ask about their $100 rate guarantee. Forward Line Financial. Not available in all states. Call for details. 800-517-0300. 800-517-0300. 800-517-0300.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
A Medal of Freedom for a real artist, Mr. Obama, instead of BS artists like the ones you picked, left-wing fanatics who've done nothing for the country, by and large. But the reason I played Pavarotti singing Rigoletto is to show you how incredible the human being can be. And then on the other scale, we have poor people who, through genetics, can't do very much with their lives. You can't ridicule them or blame them. They're all part of the human condition, but don't say they're all equal. Please don't tell me all human beings are equal. Please. It's not true. Look at the NFL. Look at a baseball team. Look at a fighting match. Isn't it all about who's better? We all know that. Everyone with common sense knows that, except the lunatics around Obama and the idiots who run our universities who try to tell us that everyone is the same. No, everyone's not the same. No two snowflakes are the same. And no two people are the same. So it brings us back to the first sentence I said today, a statement is about genetics. And, you know, we inherit. But is that all we get? I mean, do genetics negate free will? Are you more than the sum of your parts? I mean, certainly we inherit what mom and dad give us genetically, but what do you do with it is the issue. Some people inherit a very bad set of genes, and they exceed or excel, rather, in some way or another anyway, in spite of the genetics. Others inherit phenomenally good genes and make a wreck of their lives. How many good-looking people have you seen who you assume are aristotypes, class A types, who make a wreck of their lives? They just burn out, blow up. And the other ones, you know, how do you figure out, how do the ones, the others do it? So there's many reasons, obviously. You know, other factors, and the guys that I've known who were not particularly captains of the football team generally did much better than the captains of the football team because they had to prove themselves. They worked harder. They never stopped working. So that's the way it is, and that's the beauty of being a human being on planet Earth. It's the difference between us, not the similarities, that I find interesting. I understand that this goes against the grain of the psychosis that is prevalent in the land today. But we go to the callers now on the Savage Nation, which is genetics and the questions I asked. And I think we should just take the calls. They're phenomenal because they're all over the map. And again, I gave you some examples. Oh, here's another thing I saw in that article that I can't wait to share with you. Someone wrote that a researcher in the American Southwest realized she was seeing a lot of breast cancer in the area, meaning the Southwest, see SmithsonianMag.com, and suspected the people were conversos. Who were conversos? Now, remember now, American Southwest, Hispanics, a lot of breast cancer. So the person suspected that the people were conversos. And who were they? Conversos were Jews who outwardly were Christian but secretly were Jews. And then the DNA testing in the Southwest proved this. Now, this goes back to the Muranos of Spain. During the Inquisition, the Christian fanatics came along and they threw the Muslims and the Jews out. The only Jews who could stay were those who converted to Christianity. Many Jews converted to Christianity on the surface but maintained their religion secretly in their houses, practicing the Jewish religion. They were known as Muranos. They were hidden Jews. And I have jokingly said for years, many Americans today have to be Murano conservatives because the Inquisition of Obama, the Inquisition of the left, is so awesome that many people have to hide their love for America, their love for family, their love for order, and their love for dignity. They are the conversos of our day, and Obama may be the Grand Inquisitor. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Soundtrack 560, KSFO, new accident in Richmond, westbound 80 at Carlson. It looks like left lane is blocked. That is pretty much where the slowdown starts as you make your way to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, all because of that 49ers game that's going on right now. It is bumper to bumper along the East Shore, slow at the Toll Plaza, slow on the upper deck. And once you get to San Francisco, things starting to relax there. Northbound 101, heavy now. Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. On the peninsula, northbound 101, getting better, but it's still going to be slow and go from about University Avenue up to Highway 92. In the South Bay, southbound 880, that's slow from before 237 as you head down into San Jose. Northbound is slow from 237 to Auto Mall. I'm Dave Houck, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and entertainment on board. Whether it's a brunch or dinner cruise, you dine on scrumptious gourmet fare and spectacular views. Book your memories today at hornblower.com.
You don't have to take our word for it. The emails and testimonials from Ovation customers just like you tell it best.
I absolutely love Ovation Cell Therapy. I've ordered it twice. My daughter uses Ovation. My best friend is using it. I know of at least three other friends who are using Ovation, and I just ordered some for another friend. I will definitely be using more. Thank you for a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy accelerates hair growth, helps reduce breakage and hair loss while creating visibly thicker, stronger, and longer hair. Ovation is really easy to use. Just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. And Ovation is safe, non-toxic, with no side effects.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. Ovation really works. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
If you're not completely thrilled, you'll get your money back. Ovation is that good.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So, human condition, genetics, inheritance. How do you account for the fact that a man could sing like that, or Mario Lanza, or some of the great opera stars? You can't learn it. You can only go so far with learning. You can take an inherent talent and go so far with it. Then there are those who are born with such superior capacities in various and sundry that there's no accounting for it other than genetics. We understand it's almost like a supernatural phenomenon, but it isn't. It's a genetic inheritance. I mean, every 500 years, a Da Vinci appears. But you can eat your heart out saying, why am I not Da Vinci? I mean, if I listen to Beethoven, I often start to cry, and I don't cry very often. I cry because I can't believe that I can't be Beethoven. I cry because I can't believe that he was a human being as I am, that we're part of the same thing. I feel like an animal compared to Beethoven. I feel like I'm crawling on the ground compared to Beethoven. But at least I'm willing to acknowledge that Beethoven is in a class by himself. But I can't attain the level of Beethoven. In what I do, I'm good. I know I'm good. And most of what I do in radio is based upon, frankly, well, a lot of education, a lot of training. But how much of what I do on radio, my ability to sing on this program every night for 19 years as I have, 20 years next March, God willing, where did this come from? Was anyone in my family a talk show host? Well, of course not. Was anyone in my family a public speaker? Of course not. Well, they weren't. Politician? No. Lawyer? No. So how did I get this? It's an inheritance. Something happened along the way. I knew it in the first grade. I knew I was a public speaker. I got up in front of an audience in PS 48 in the Bronx. I was a little kid with a blue suit. And guess what? I didn't fear speaking to the audience. I loved it. I loved the sea of people in front of me. I felt that I was riding above a sea of people below me. And I enjoyed it because I could make them laugh. I could move them. So whatever. What I'm saying is a lot of what we do because we can. And you can't learn it. And you can't force people to say that they should. You can't force people to do things they're not capable of doing. We can go to the other side. I mean, I can't be the pilot I always wanted to be. I can't be the star athlete that I at some point hoped I could be when I was 9 or 10 till I got that out of my system. Or anything else. I mean, we have our limitations and we have our good parts and bad. That's what makes for the wonderful tapestry called humanity. And I don't want to give you a whole lecture on it, but we're talking about genetics right now and mutations. And we're talking about oddities of mutations, such as a lot of breast cancer in the Southwest. And then DNA proves that many of them, of the Hispanics, had Jewish blood. And, of course, they came from the, the Marranos. It's very interesting. Incidentally, those of you who are Jewish or listening or married to Jewish people, it's recently, I believe, been discovered that the so-called Ashkenazi breast cancer gene was also common among Sephardic Jews. It was not limited to Ashkenazi people, and I'll tell you what that means a little later on. Now, I wrote a book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I'm going to modify that, and I'm going to tell you that liberalism is an inherited genetic disorder, and I can prove it. There's a couple of sound bites I have of Oliver Stone's son. And Oliver Stone, as you well know, is a psychotic left-wing fanatic and hates America, in my opinion. With every movie, as brilliant as he may be in his movie making, the man is a nut job of hatred. He has a vendetta against this country. He has a son who seems to have inherited the disorder in spades. You're not going to believe what I'm about to play for you in his attacks and his vitriol against the Jews and Christianity and his love, his sudden love for Islam and the Quran. You're not going to believe it. Listen to clip 7.
You know, I never judge a book by the cover. I want to actually read the Quran and understand it. And in the course of then journeying to places like the West Bank with my father in 2002, and then traveling to Somalia by myself, I saw Islam as a continuation of the Judeo-Christian tradition. I see it, you know, very much for the Prophet Muhammad as the last prophet in that lineage. And the Quran is a very sensible book. If you read it, frankly, it makes a whole lot of sense regarding their interpretation of Jesus, whom they look as a prophet, and obviously the Abrahamic lineage from Abraham to Moses are all very much respected in the Quran.
So that's his first statement, which is semi-rational. And then he goes into the next one in clip 8.
So the idea of Clash of Civilizations was a war that they created against the Soviets to break up the Soviet Empire. And ultimately, you know, some people would say it backfired and led to the invasion, you know, led to the attacks against America. But ultimately, I look at it as very much a British imperial strategy of creating dissent in the Islamic world between Shia and Sunni, for example, that most Americans don't understand. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Middle East, you understand it much, much better, how the war in Iraq and Syria is creating and fomenting this violence of old ideologies, very much like the Protestants and Catholics fighting, you know, in Ireland. That's an American, but frankly, it's a British imperial strategy that the Americans adopted in the 70s and carries through to this day.
See, now this is the kind of glibness that passes for intelligence in the American salons and universities. Listen to what this moron just said, that we are causing the Shia and the Sunni to fight. What this child perhaps didn't learn from daddy or on daddy's knee in Hollywood is that the Shia and Sunnis have been fighting since, I think, the 11th century. I guess he didn't learn that on daddy's knee in Hollywood. Now, he goes on now. We're talking about liberalism, the inherited mental disorder. We are listening to Oliver Stoner's son, Junior Stoner, in clip 9.
So I've tried to put an end to this Clash of Civilizations dialogue by accepting Islam publicly and saying, you know, within myself, I'm Jewish, Christian, Muslim. There are millions of people around the world who would who can understand that and agree with that. The problem is, of course, the media controls what we see. The media is controlled. It's a conglomerate system, and it's very easy to really dissect it and look at who are the major corporations, and it really boils down to less than 10 that own all the major news media, and the media is obviously tied together between the TV networks and the film studios, and then you go towards broadcasting of all kinds, and it just becomes a conspiracy.
See, now this is liberalism, the inherited mental disorder. Again, you're listening to Oliver Stoner's son, Junior Stoner, who's talking about the media as though he's not part of it. His father has some smash hit movies. Would you say that's the media, Junior Stoner? But I guess he's immune from analysis. Listen to now the next one. It gets even better. He escalates his madness.
The reality is we live in a world of fear, and most people are motivated by fear, and it's become more and more apparent, even though I would say more people are waking up. And at the end of the day, all these millions of people who are aware of the conspiracies, who are aware that 9/11 was probably an inside job of some kind, that it was not simply a ragtag group of terrorists led by bin Laden who conducted this operation and now led to over a decade of constant fear-mongering and aggression.
So now what he's saying is not fear-mongering, telling us that it was an inside job. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the cherry on the cake of the insanity in clip 11.
The reason why a lot of Middle Easterners object to Israel's existence is that historically they look at it as a crusader state, a crusader kingdom, because it's the exact same location that the Europeans established their crusader kingdom 1,000 years ago. And so when they see all these European, Russian Jews, coming into Israel, they're saying, "Look at these European settlers. They're not Jews from from this region. They have no ties to the land. They're coming here to settle," and that's the Middle Eastern point of view as far as why they object to it.
Oh, really? So there were no Jews? You mean before the Christians set up a Crusader state? You stupid idiot! You uneducated, stupid, drug addicted dolt. The Jews go back quite a bit further than the Christian Crusaders, you idiot. Where does he get this from? This is the same kind of gibberish, I'm positive, that Obama grew up with, that Obama actually believes. And I believe in listening to this, I have not gone too far afield from the discussion we're having on genetics and inheritance. And I believe that this certainly furthers my argument that liberalism is an inherited mental disorder. I believe he inherited this mental illness from Dada Oliver Stone. But then that's one man's opinion. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. I hope you're enjoying a diversion from the norm in talk radio. I'm trying to broaden it into science, poetry, art, opera, and still make my political points, because otherwise it becomes rather stale. Bill in Florida, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Dell here, Dr. Savage. 24 years ago, my wife and I were faced with the exact problem you're talking about. We were presented with genetic testing that suggested we should terminate the pregnancy. We did not. Based on ethics, our son is now getting his doctorate at the University of Pennsylvania in Arabic sociolinguistics. And in fact, in the past...
Wait, say that again. He's getting his doctorate in what subject?
Sociolinguistics. Arabic sociolinguistics.
And this was a child who what, was born with...
He was tested abnormal of spina bifida, and they suggested termination of the pregnancy. Now, that same boy has actually worked with your foundations. So when you were talking about Beethoven, sir, you laid a foundation that my son used in your collections at the Smithsonian.
I'm missing the point. He worked with which my plant collections, where?
With your plant collections from Tonga and Fiji.
Oh, my God. I had no idea anyone even knew they existed. The years I was wandering alone in the tropical rainforest collecting medicinal plants, I would send them out to the area where you collect press, blah, 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 and then went out to 7 different herbaria. Which herbaria was he in? Which herbarium was he in, rather?
At the Smithsonian.
Yes, I know one of my collections, a queue in London, which I can't visit because of the liberals, won't let me see my own collection. They only permit Islamists in to say kill the king and queen, rather. Well, but they won't let me into Kew Gardens to see my own collection. It shows you how far they've come from the Magna Carta. There's another collection at the Smithsonian, another one at the Bishop Museum in Honolulu, and another set, I believe, in the Bronx Botanical Garden. That's amazing, your story. So why would he have studied my plant collections at Smithsonian?
He was working in the botanical collection, helping categorize them, and then he noticed patterns in names of plants and was able to do linguistic trees based on the names that people call and the native names for those specimens. So your specimens actually formed a new foundation in linguistics.
Holy God. You just gave me a new halo. I've got a couple of them now.
Dr. Savage, you have established a groundswell and some foundations that others are picking up on. So may God bless
you. That's an astounding thing. You mean in my recording, let me see if I follow you because this is new to me. By writing down the Tongan name for a plant, he was able to put them together in a linguistic pattern?
Correct. By looking at older specimens, he was able to see linguistic shifts in how that changed over time. And how
holy God.
Population.
Now, where does your son live? I'd like to communicate with him, Bill. This is amazing.
Yeah, he's in Pennsylvania at the University of Pennsylvania, and I would be more than happy to send you a copy because we looked at your specimens of actually, it was, I believe, Peeper Beetle, and
I'm really, you know something? You just changed my view of myself and of the world. I had long forgotten I did this work. I know I did it. I knew it was important to me. And I had no idea it would have any effect whatsoever. I thought perhaps one day it might. But I thought that they would be long dormant and perhaps, you know, in 100 years somebody would stumble upon them. And they would have some utility in developing new medicines for the human population. I had no idea that there was a linguistic value to any of them.
Well, sir, this is how a brilliant mind would have been otherwise terminated had we trusted the genetics available at the time.
Unbelievable. So because he showed he had spina bifida, they said terminate the pregnancy?
That was a suggestion that our
oh, my God. Yeah. I almost feel like just stopping talking for a while because you're talking about life and death in the most profound manner. Not only did he become a person who lived a life, but a person who's getting a doctorate right now in such an obscure, difficult field?
Yes, sir. He's actually very much like you, sir.
Well, I imagine he is. I imagine he might be. Yeah, I'll have to answer that question in many different ways. But, Estelle, I don't want to go into the negatives of it. He must have struggled against tremendous odds all of his life as well. Did he have defects that he had to fight against?
Actually, he came out with not a defect at all. He was perfect in every way.
Unbelievable. So the medical establishment would have killed him, treated him like yesterday's garbage, and now he's a superb human being. This should be a lesson to everyone listening to this program about the value of a human life. It's something we never hear about, the value of a single human life. You know, there's an old Hebrew phrase, I think Maimonides wrote it, he who saves a single life, it is though he has saved the entire world. I'm sure you've heard that many times. Because of your son, isn't that correct?
Took the oath of my mom's, and I live.
Yes, he who saves a single life. And do you know that there's a host on MSNBC who said last week, and she's not alone, that people should have the right to terminate a pregnancy up to 3 years after the child is born? It's now a new phrase in the academic circles called post-birth abortion. Are you aware that we are heading into a death cult in the West today because of these liberals?
Yes, sir, and it becomes even more difficult to accept when you know the value of what one life has, and you see it. You see lives wasted.
Dale, where in Florida do you live? I mean, say just generically, West Coast, Atlantic Coast. I'm curious for
Miami, in the Miami-Dade area.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Please give your contact to Neil. When I'm in Florida, I'm going to take you out for a drink. I got to meet you. And Dell, he'll give you an address. I'd love to see your son's paper. I would love it. It would give me a new lease on life.
Okay, I'll see.
And wait, how about one more thing, Dell? I know this is getting too personal because this is all fresh to me. I'm too excited by it. Does your son do research? Is it funded? Does he have trouble raising funds for his research, or is he looking for funding?
Right now, he's fairly well funded. He just returned from studying in Morocco for the summer, and he'll return to the grindstone at at the University of Pennsylvania within a couple of weeks.
We'll talk about that as well downstream. In the interim, all I can say is from the bottom of my heart, you've done an awful lot for me today. I thank you very much personally. Stay on the line, and we'll get that information going back and forth. Okay, so before I take the break, let me say this to the audience. There's an old saying from William Burroughs, naturalist, that goes like this: if you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. I had no idea why I wanted to do genetics as a show today. It's August, you know, it's every day the same thing with Obama's wrecking ball. Today it was the Marines. Yesterday it was this group, that group. The man can't stop. He's a fanatic. And I said, I had enough of it. I can't take this negativity. So I said, all right, maybe I could use my scientific background to talk about genetics, inheritance. Maybe we can raise the dialogue. And look at that call that just came through. I would have to rank that call in my 19 years of radio as historic in my life. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record. And it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
KSFO traffic, look out for Caltrain delays. Redwood City train hit a car, no fatalities, but there will be delays both directions. Westbound 80 still bumper to bumper from Carlson as you head down towards the toll plaza. Still slow on the upper deck into San Francisco. Northbound 101 on the peninsula recovering, but it's still slow out of Palo Alto as you head up towards Highway 92. Southbound 280, it's bumper to bumper from before Page Mill Road as you head down to Magdalena. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is Mark Flagle, inviting you to visit Flagle's Home Furnishings during our summer sale. As California's premier furniture and interior design company, Flagle's is offering outstanding savings on America's finest furniture by such renowned furniture makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinrodon, Swaim, and Hancock & Moore leather furniture. In addition, all in-stock Brown Jordan outdoor furniture is now at end-of-season prices. Flagle's interior designers provide complete design expertise and will gladly assist you with your selection. Whether you need just one item or are furnishing your entire home, a Flagle's designer will turn your dreams into reality. So if you're seeking definitive style and quality for your home and want it unique to your taste and personality, don't delay. Come to Flagle's and save hundreds to thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagle's Summer Sale, on now. Flagle's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagles.com.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We're talking about a number of topics related to genetics tonight. Was your mother an alcoholic? Was your father gay? Does alcoholism run in your family? Do heart attacks or cancer run in your family? How many relatives have you that are schizophrenic or bipolar? Everyone's thought about this. There's always an uncle somewhere, as they jokingly said in The Sopranos, who drove his ox cart off the road in Napoli. You know, I mean, they look back when he was, you know, he was having his fainting attacks, Tony Gandolfini's character, you know, Tony Soprano, where he was afraid it was inherited and his son was, a little bit of a whack job. And he said, I'm afraid I got the curse. He said, yeah, there's Uncle Blank who drove the donkey cart off the road in Apollina or whatever. I laughed hysterically. They had so many brilliant insights into various things. But, you know, then we got into all of the other stuff today, mutations that are good, mutations that are bad, and breast cancer and things. It's fascinating. Let's take some callers in New York City, WABC. Diane, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I was a bio major in college, and you know it's always a mix of nature and nurture. It's never all genetic, and even if it is genetic, it doesn't mean that gene is going to be turned on.
Absolutely, 100% right. There's a new study that says that the amount of fat, carbohydrate, and protein that we eat is somewhat related to our genetic inheritance, related to the APOA2 gene linked to food preferences. So we can't even control what we want to eat. Or we can. In other words, we may crave it because of our genetic inheritance, but we can modify it by fighting our desires.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. We're playing Pagliacci. I don't know who's singing it. I thought it was Mario Lanza. I know it's not Pavarotti. Whoever knows, is an opera buff listening to this program who could tell me whose voice that is? I'd like to find out. And the reason I'm playing it is because I've been doing a show for an hour on genetics and inheritance, and I'm asking some leading questions about it. Was your mother an alcoholic? Was your father gay? Does cancer or heart attack run in your family? How many relatives do you have who are schizophrenic or bipolar? And that's because we all think about these things, and we're into genetic testing. There are many sites out there that offer this today, I've gone to one or two of them. Frankly, it was very disappointing. I sent saliva in a tube. I thought I'd find out finally that I was descended from Moses, but frankly, they couldn't tell me. They couldn't tell me anything. It's just as well. I don't really want to know who I'm descended from, to be frank with you. What's the difference? It's like a person who goes to Harvard and makes nothing of his life. You know what I'm saying? How many guys have I met in my life who walked around, they went to Harvard or Yale, and they, oh, I went to Harvard or Yale, and they did nothing with themselves. They thought someone was going to give them something. And then how many guys do I know went to City College of New York or to Pocono State or Detroit Inner City High School and made a great life for themselves because they were pretty smart and driven? So that's why genetics are very interesting. But what you inherit is only part of the story, as we well know. And then something happened. If you just tuned in, something happened in the last hour that I'm going to try to paraphrase. It will only be a paraphrase. At the end of the last hour, we got a call from a gentleman in Florida. And we were talking about inheritance and genetics. And I asked the leading question, I think, that triggered it, which is this. If you knew something was genetically wrong with your child before that child was born, what would you do? And he called. And he said, Michael, you got to hear this story. My son was born with spina bifida, and we were told to abort that child. And he said, today he's in his 20s and he's working for, he's about to get his PhD from the University of Pennsylvania in the field of linguistics. I said, that's astounding because it shows us the value of a single human life, and he who saves a single life, it is as though he has saved the entire world. That comes from the Jewish tradition from Maimonides, one of the great philosophers of the 11th or 12th century, at least in that period. I never forgot it because the value of human life is something that has been lost in our death-worshipping society, where abortion is prevalent, where murder is glorified by the vermin of Hollywood, where death is shown to be nothing, where people, when they die, there's no ceremony for their life other than some stupidity, some liberal stupidity. There's nothing. Human life has become more, you know, valueless. I remember when I was growing up, I was told that the difference between America, or the West even, and some other cultures is that we value human life. And soldiers value human life. They value their brothers-in-arms' lives to the extent that they'll risk their own life to take a corpse off a field because they don't want it to be decimated or left behind. That was instilled in the soldier. And today we have a president who was so the opposite of that he goes before the Marines at Camp Pendleton and lectures them on sexual assault, not on the dignity of their lives or the dignity of human life itself. It shows you how far we have fallen as a society that a man can, like. So I want to stay off the politics again for a minute, even though everything is political. A man calls. He says, son had spina bifida, was supposed to have born him, didn't, PhD. He said, but more than that, Michael, he owes his PhD in his field to you. I said, what? He said, well, many years ago, we're talking 69, 70, you did research on plants in Tonga, which I did. And he said, your collections are all over the world, and one of your plant collections happened to be at the Smithsonian Institution, which it is. I've never visited it. And I said, well, what does it have to do with linguistics? And he said, well, when you recorded those plants and you wrote down the Tongan name of those medicinal plants, you didn't know that you were developing a whole new field of linguistics. I said, no, I didn't know. He said, well, my son looked at those Tongan words for the plants, and he discovered something to do with the linguistics of the area. I couldn't follow it exactly. He said, because of you, there's a whole new field of linguistics. I said, holy God. So anyway, when I go to Florida, I'm going to look this man up and have a drink with him, because this is a big story for me, because it may bring me back toward the last period of my life, to what I first loved most, which was not ice cream, but ethnobotany. Because I've long thought about what I want to do with what I have left, because time is very precious to all of us. And I thought maybe I should go back to what I was doing originally, you know, in addition to the radio, fund ethnobotany, do it again. But I've lost touch with it. I've lost touch with my own early scientific meandering. So anyway, that was so important to me, that call. I couldn't believe it. And I didn't expect the radio show to go there. What I'm saying to you is radio could be one of the most magical mediums on the planet. And if you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite, meaning if you really get into something that's of any interest to you, the audience is going to come forward. They know when you're mailing it in. They know when you're just doing the same old. They know it, and they tune it out. Well, I would have tuned out of radio myself quite a while ago if I couldn't get into the deeper earth within myself. And tonight I want to thank my audience for bearing with me because I went to a new level within my own self, something deeper, and look what came out of it. I don't even know where this is going to end yet. Because when I meet this man, I don't know what it's going to do to me, frankly, in terms of where I might go in terms of my own interests. But we go back now to the show itself, which is the genetic issue, the genetic testing. Have you had it done? Were you surprised by the results? Are you afraid of what a genetic test will tell you? What diseases or problems have you inherited from your parents or grandparents? How much do you believe in genetics? And all of that. From my own point of view, I believe genetics plays a somewhat of a third of a role. Let's put it in a pie. Let's talk about disease, because I remember studying this obsessively, and I'll give you my view, one man's opinion. And here's my view. And the view is that there's a pie of our health, and a certain portion, whatever it may be, is genetic. A certain portion is environmental, meaning how we eat, whether we exercise, the whole deal. That's a part of it. And then there's an unknown part of the pie, the mysterious part that nobody can define. You might call that the spiritual part of the pie, because that's always left out of our medical discussions today. We all know from common sense that our spiritual health or our spiritual realities have an awful lot to do with our health. The holy man in India who can sleep on a bed of nails, okay, how does he do that? Certainly I'm not talking about in terms of health. I'm talking about mind, power. The ninja, the oriental ninja, how does he do that? Well, how does he do it? Has a man learn those powers and break cinder blocks with his hand, whether he be of any American, for example, not of Oriental ancestry? So the mind has a tremendous power over our genetic inheritance is what I'm getting at in the short and long of it. Sure, we can inherit some genetic defects or, let's say, tendency toward defects, or they can manifest in defects, but we can overcome them through our mind, can't we, and through our environment. Yes, so that's what I'm trying to say to you. And yet we live in a society where this government, this communist government, encourages our weaknesses, glorifies our weaknesses, tells us to roll around moaning about our weaknesses, to turn to Big Brother to help us with our weaknesses. I was raised to do the opposite. I was raised to fight my weaknesses. Have I succeeded? To a certain extent, I would say yes. Not totally, obviously. I still have tremendous deficits that I struggle with every day. But the thing is, I remember when I would complain as a youngster, my mother would say to me, God rest her soul, she said, don't you think I have aches and pains? She shamed me into not talking about them, and I stopped complaining about them. Do you understand how a parent can influence a child? Now look at our children today. Johnny, does your head hurt? Johnny, stay home. Johnny, maybe you need medication. Johnny, what's wrong with you? Johnny, stay home with mommy. Johnny, you're my good boy. Johnny, stay in bed. Johnny, I'll give you Jell-O. I mean, you know what you're going to turn your child into? A ward of the state, which is just what the state wants, more wards. So understand that you are the last link between your child's health, period, as a parent. So that's my lecture for the day. In other words, toughen him up a little bit. It'll be good for him and her. It's as simple as that, because the society is weakening your children at every turn. Now let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. I played an opening of Pagliacci. I didn't know who it was. Marty in Syracuse, WSYR in Syracuse, New York. Welcome to the program. Who was singing that aria?
Hey, it's an honor. Enrico Caruso.
Are you sure it was Caruso? Because I didn't know if it was. You must be an opera buff, yes?
I am not an opera buff. I am not 100% sure, but based on my...
You're right. Wait. I have Mario Lanza. It's not Lanza. It's not Pavarotti. You're right. I remember recording that. It is Enrico Caruso.
Yeah. Just a quick sidebar. I have 78 records from the early 1900s on RCA Victor label of operas by Enrico Caruso.
Wow, they are valuable.
Yeah, believe it or not, they're not. They're not. They're quite common. There's a lot of them out there.
Unbelievable to me. Well, I'm so honored that you listen to the show so carefully.
Nice to look at, though.
Marty, I want to thank you for being such a careful listener to the show and so having such a good ear that you know the difference between one a singer and another. So stay on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of, I don't know, I'll send you Train Tracks, my Hollywood, my life story. And guys, could you play Enrico Caruso's Pagliacci as we go into our break? I want the people to hear it again.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention, should the Tea Party continue to fight for the Constitution and against the many recent injustices? The Tea Party and many other individuals have been unfairly targeted and singled out by the IRS. Worse yet, the government and the IRS are controlling our lives by forcing the implementation of Obamacare on us. Americans do not want the IRS in charge of Obamacare. The Tea Party is working tirelessly to stop these unconstitutional injustices. Call toll-free to record your opinion regarding our efforts by pressing 1 and saying yes, the Tea Party should fight, or by pressing 2 and saying no, the Tea Party should stand down. Please call toll-free 1-800-993-1005. If you believe that the Tea Party should continue to fight, call and press 1. If you think the Tea Party should stop advocating against these injustices, press 2. Please call toll-free 1-800-993-1005 and record your opinion. 1-800-993-1005. Please call 800-993-1005 or visit defendtheteaparty.com.
Paid for by the teaparty.net.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-426-7119. That's 800-426-7119. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-426-7119 today.
Conservative, but not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. What you're hearing in radio tonight is something unique and it's different. I would say it's great radio. Some would argue it isn't. I would think this is what radio was meant to be tonight. That's how I see it. Where you can mix politics and science and personal stories. At the end of the day, I would listen to this. That's all I can tell you. That's, it passes my test of what I would listen to. And I want to thank you for letting me do it. It's that simple. I don't know how else to put it. I could do a show like this several times over the next few weeks or months is what's happening tonight. So let's immediately go to the next caller here, WABC in New York. Lloyd, go ahead. You have a different point of view. Please express it.
Yes, Dr. Savage, could I address a couple of issues? Or well, I'll start with what I told about when you first said diseases were spreading. I'm a Christian creationist, and I think that there'd be evidence so overwhelming for the fact that things were created, and that would even be in diseases spreading because the
But wait, let's pause before we go on. But you're not denying that there is such a thing as genetic inheritance, are you?
No, not at all. That's what.
Okay, good, because you can be both a creationist and understand that science exists.
Yes, yes. You were talking about your Lysenko type view about how he believed there was only the way you were raised and stuff, and Hitler had the opposite view, and social Darwinism. That was one thing I wanted to get into with the culture of death. I'll leave that out. But when diseases are spreading, mutations are almost always, 100 to 1 at least, they're very harmful. And so as the mutations build up...
Hold on. You're generally correct, but mutations can also be positive as well. As I suggested before, for example, so that we don't all think mutations are necessarily a negative, there are positive mutations as well. And I brought up the issue of one disease, remember? The mutation for sickle cell anemia or sickle cell trait,
yes,
which provided resistance to malaria for a population of Africans that came up in an environment in Africa at the time.
Yeah,
where malaria was prevalent. So, in other words, the mutation for sickle cell trait was positive.
Well, in a way, the people are very sick, and they die young with sickle cell anemia also.
But okay, but at the time, in Africa, it was a positive mutation.
More or less. What I was saying is that, the Avogadro's number, that's how many grams there is in a mole, and just the huge number, even in a simple cell, an amoeba, has an extraordinary number of proteins, which are the largest molecules. And to think, Fred Hoyle did the numbers back in the 50s, and just to make an RNA, you need an RNA, let's say, to make the enzymes, and you need the enzymes.
But what is your RNA? Okay, we're going to get too specific and lose my audience. What is your main point, please?
My main point that diseases are spreading, and there's I wouldn't call it devolving to be accurate. To be accurate, everything's coming apart. And the life would get sicker and sicker if it would continue on this basis for plants, animals.
So you're saying that you're a creationist, but you understand that even if God created it all through mating, there is a genetic inheritance that's obvious even in our dogs. And your argument is that the genetic inheritance that we're seeing is a devolution, not an evolution?
Well, not a devolution would mean we're going back in the opposite direction. I don't believe we came in one direction, and I think that things were created ready to go. An animal has to be made ready to go internally with all its organisms, its plasma, everything in the animal has to be ready to go, even in terms of its macro life, in just surviving. And it can't be...
You're arguing that we have no effect upon our own lives, which is ludicrous.
No, I'm not getting to the social things yet. I just wanted to make a creationist point, because you said you receive books by people, and you're still a evolutionist. But I could talk about other subjects. Can I mention something, some of the things you mentioned?
Well, now it's going to get confusing for listeners. It's not just about me and you arguing in a corner grocery store or exchanging ideas. So your point of view is that there's creationism and that there is genetics, but you don't think that the genetics are positive, is basically what you're saying, correct?
Well, no. The genetics can have a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. I every time I say something, he says, no, I can't. That's not it's not a conversation if everything I say is no. I'm not looking to be right. I'm trying to understand what he's saying. I think that many people are confused in their belief system, whether they be creationists or evolutionists. And I'm trying to eliminate the confusion if I can. Mike on WMAL has an amazing point about his Italian ancestry and about 10 kids who came from Italy. And I'm not going to tell you what he's going to say. And a dad and a son on KSFO. He's going to be up. And maybe you want to call with genetics or inheritance or what I've been talking about. 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler. Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Family and friends are offering a $100,000 reward for information leading them to a missing 50-year-old Oakland woman who works in the Federal Public Defender's Office. A website was also set up today to help find Sandra Cope, who was last seen leaving her home on Sunday, reportedly to see someone about her missing dog. There are reports there is a person of interest who is now in custody being interviewed. Another report says this person of interest dated Sandra Koch 20-plus years ago. Sources say she was trying to help him turn his life around. Weather, cloudy, drizzle overnight, temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, drier, warmer, low 60s to the coast, low 80s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For complete plumbing services and repairs done right the first time, go to rotorooter.com to connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com, and away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you, yes, again, about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, summer's coming to a close, and you're really going to start to notice all the damage you've done, whether it's with chlorine, being out in the sun, or just not treating it properly. You can take all of the damage and reverse it simply by using Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation Cell Therapy has the ability to take your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first few washes. And trust me, I had done years worth of damage, and Ovation actually took my hair and completely transformed it just within the first couple weeks of using the product. So what you need to do is run to your computer and go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you can get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com, and make sure you remember to enter KSFO at checkout so you get your special introductory discount.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation, plus for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation, plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this?
You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right. We slide into the second half of hour number two on the Savage Nation. We're talking about genetics, genetic inheritance, what we get from our ancestors, etc., and how much of an influence the environment has. Let's go to a news story. Fort Hood shooter shows no emotion as victims and witnesses testify. So Major Nidal Hassan is a cold-blooded murderer, and he uses his religion of Islam as a weapon to insulate himself from any feelings. Think about that one. He wasn't born evil. Was he born evil? No, he's an army psychiatrist that was not born evil, but apparently he became evil. And how did he become evil? Because he washed his brain. The American-born Muslim told the jury he was a soldier who switched sides in what he described as a war between America and his Islamic faith. So this is obviously not an inheritance. This is a brainwashing, an evil brainwashing by certain imams within his Islamic faith who told him to become a cold-blooded murderer of non-Muslims. And so therefore, you understand what I'm getting at here. We're living in very dangerous times where it goes well, an individual's behavior goes well beyond their genetic inheritance, in plain English. Be careful what you read. Be careful who you hang around with. And be careful who your children read and who your children hang around with. How's that? You've heard that before? Well, it means an awful lot. WMAL, Mike from Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. What's your story?
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, actually. I pick you up now. Sometimes I can get you on the New York.
All right, please, what's your main story? Not please. Let's go to your story.
Okay. The story is, my grandmother was one of 10 children. They were all born in Italy. Five of those children came to this country in the early 1900s.
Yes,
all
sir.
Of them died of strokes. My grandmother was 78. I think the one that lived the longest was her youngest sister, who lived to be 80. But the last 2 years, she spent in a nursing home because of a stroke, and I think her mind was just about gone.
So you're saying that of the 10 kids that she was connected to, her siblings, five died of strokes in their 70s, right?
Yes.
Here's the question. Here's the question. Obviously, they came from the same parents. That's correct. There was no divorce and separate fathers, was there?
No.
Okay. Were they raised in the same home by the same father and mother?
Yes.
Hold on. Did they have a similar diet?
Now, what went on while they were growing up in Italy, I don't know anything about at all.
But how about when they came here? They didn't live together anymore, did they?
They were all cooking Italian food, you know, the spaghetti and all the pastas and...
Okay, but did they cook similar recipes? Heavy salt, heavy fat, heavy butter?
Well, I don't know that. I couldn't tell you that.
All right. Well, we're not going to get anywhere in this manner, and epidemiology is based upon a bigger sample than five people. But you are suggesting that of the 10 siblings, five who died of stroke in their 70s, you suggested it probably was due to genetic inheritance. Isn't that what you're getting at?
Yeah. Yeah, and they say sometimes you skip a generation, which means I'm next in line.
Well, not if you listen to my show. I guarantee you'll get into your 80s. You can take that to the bank. You know, there's a study of long-lived people from a region of Italy. Have you ever seen that one? Super long-lived people from a certain town in Italy?
Oh, have I ever seen that?
Yeah, have you read that one? Google that study. It's a fascinating study. All of these people come from a certain village in Italy, and they all live very long lives. And you'll see certain things in that study that you'll find very interesting. And I thank you very much for triggering that memory lane for me. There's another number of areas on Earth where people are long-lived. For example, in Abkhazia. Abkhazia in the Caucasus, I believe. The people are alleged to live into the 110, 115, 120, although it's hard to prove, because the birth records are not, you know, that clear. But there's an interesting kind of humorous tale about people who live that long in Abkhazia, where a man goes there and he says to the people, God, you're so healthy. Look at you. You're 100 years old. May you live to the age of Moses. And the people are insulted, and they walk away from him. And he says, why are they insulted? I said, may you live to the age of Moses. He lived to 120. They said, because here they live to 130, 140. I mean, that was something I heard many, many years ago. Well, anyway, the story was based upon the fact that these people had a very intriguing diet. It's an apricot-growing region, this part of Abkhazia. And the people not only eat apricots as a good portion of their diet, as a staple in their diet, but they grind up the apricot seeds and use the seeds in recipes. And I know something about this because my PhD dissertation included a bit about this area of scientific study. And it was because Laetril, an alleged cancer treatment, was very popular back in the 70s when I was working for my doctorate at Berkeley. And I was intrigued by the mechanism by which Laetril allegedly worked to suppress cancer cells. And it's very basic, and you don't need science. You could be someone in prison right now, never went to high school, and follow what I'm about to say, because it's very logical. One thing I always loved about science and why it appealed to me is because it had the logic to it. It made sense in a world where nothing made sense, where there was confusion. And I mean, the political world is so confusing and exasperating. I didn't want anything to do with politics. I remember it. I wanted to study something where you could know something for sure, rather than the quicksands of politics. Well, anyway, here's what I'm about to tell you. The seeds that I'm talking about, the apricot seeds, contain cyanide, hydrocyanic acid, as a matter of fact. In fact, apple seeds do as well. Many hard fruits contain seeds which contain small, minute amounts of hydrocyanic acid. I think it's HCN it's known as. So you say, well, wow, cyanide's a poison that kills you. Well, here's the interesting thing. What does cyanide do in your body in small doses? Cyanide competes with oxygen. Now, growing cells all need oxygen, as we all know. Well, which cells grow faster, cancer cells or healthy cells? The answer is cancer cells. They grow faster than healthy cells. So what do the faster growing cells use more of? They use oxygen at a higher rate than normal cells do. So if you can starve oxygen in the body in small amounts, which cells will die first? The cancer cells will die first, not the healthy cells. So that led people to say, wait a minute, holy Eureka, we should be eating foods that were once eaten in the West during older times, like apple seeds. People ate the apple and the seeds. So this goes back to the whole theory of the apricots and the apricot seeds ground up. And then it goes to the Laetril theory of cancer treatment or suppression at that time, and I was very interested in it, and that's where that came from. Bing hit the drum, let's move on. So anyway, do I eat apple seeds? No, but I eat grape seeds. I eat grapes day and night. Why? I like them. I love grapes. and I love grape seeds. So pits are good for you, boys. Don't go out and now grind up pits. I'm just saying that if you look back 100 years, what year is this, 2013, 19? Go back into the 1800s when people were more agrarian. You will see that when people ate the apples, they didn't throw the seeds away. Either they replanted them or perhaps they even ate some of the apple seeds. And I think people still know that to a certain extent. People who are very deeply into the health food world, which I was at one time far more than I am today. 855-407-282 is the phone number into the Savage Nation. We're having a topic of discussion that's so unique that even I'm excited by it. I hope that I don't lose my audience who want me to simply talk about politics and liberalism, the mental disorder. But as you can see, we're not too far away from it at any time. Let's go to Johnny in Greensboro on WGNC Radio. Johnny, welcome. Thanks for holding so long. You're on the Savage Nation.
Oh, hey, Dr. Savage. Yes, it's Johnny. I was going to say about genetics that the DNA, to me, you could say it's the evidence of life coursing through death and the reactions it has to its confrontation with death in the form of disease and trauma and et cetera. And, but I want to say one.
So what you're saying, genetics is a human record of good and evil. I think that's a sum total of what you're saying, correct?
Yes, yes, it is.
And what do you mean by that in a bigger sense? What do you mean it's a human record of good and evil?
Well, it's like the tree of life. Or that sounds corny to say, but I think that the genetics they're a record of the past and choices that maybe a strand of life as expressed in a race or a culture or an ethnicity have made or did not make, or a choice that was made for them against their will even. Reflected maybe. But
yes. Well, there's natural selection, and then there's, you know, this leads to a whole other discussion that I only had once in my career, and that was about the fear now of GMOs, genetically modified organism. Many people say, oh, GMOs, we're afraid of GMOs. Well, I'm not afraid of GMOs. Why? Because virtually all of our foods have been genetically engineered or engineered by nature. For example, if you look at a cherry, an ear of corn. The corn that we see is not a natural product in the sense that the indigenous peoples of Central America, the Mesoamericans, the native peoples of Guatemala, El Salvador through eons, cultivated a common grass that had a large kernel of seed in it. And they matched it with another, they found another seed. Oh, look at that grass that has a large kernel of seed in it. They put the two together. In other words, they selectively bred the grasses that had large seed pods in them, right? Until eventually they made the primitive corn. So in other words, what would you say? That was a GMO? That was genetically modified grasses to produce a corn. It's the same with almost all of our foods, whether it be animals that are bred to avoid, have a lesser chance of disease, etc. So this whole fear of the Frankenstein from GMOs is just hysteria.
But Obama's a Frankenstein of the left.
I knew all roads would lead back to him. I understood that. Thank you for the call. Yeah, there's nothing he does that is good for the country that I can tell. Nothing. 855-400-7282. What would you like to say about the subject of genetics, inheritance, etc. on the Savage Nation? Then we can go with this. Mutations are interesting. Let's talk about a few ethnic groups and their genetic inheritance. For example, Tay-Sachs disease I mentioned. I didn't mention that yet. People of Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry have a high rate of Tay-Sachs disease. African Americans have a high rate of sickle cell trait. But, as I said to you before, the sickle cell trait in Africa seems to provide resistance to malaria for a population that at the time lived in an environment that was rife with malaria. So it was actually a useful genetic mutation. Do you follow what I'm saying? Of course, it's not a useful genetic mutation now. Or let us talk about Native Americans and their problems with the metabolism of alcohol. Why is it that so many Native Americans are alcoholics? Because they do not metabolize alcohol in the same way that others do. Why is that? Well, some people have studied it's because the Native Americans had a tremendous capacity, as you well know, for long-distance running. And long distance, I remember a movie as a kid, Jim Thorpe, All-American, great American, Native American, won a a prize for, as I think, as a, was a baseball player. I'm not sure. But the fact is, so many Native Americans are great athletes, as we all know. What does it have to do with alcoholism? Well, if you study it, you find out that their ability to metabolize sugar gives them the ability to store sugars for a long period of time, and that's why they can run for long periods of time. Now, the very same benefits that they inherited in their ability to metabolize sugar over a long period of time kills them when they throw alcohol into their body, because it's a fast absorption of sugar, which, in a simple set of terms, throws their entire metabolism into disarray. And you see in genetic inheritance, you look at Swedes are very known, are known as great drinkers, right? You look at Scandinavian people, they all laugh at the Finns. They say the Finns cannot drink alcohol, and it's a joke among Scandinavian people. Well, why is that? Well, genetically, it's very interesting, but the Finnish people have many similarities genetically to Native Americans. So you can look at that, and you can say, oh, that's very interesting. And, of course, the Finns live very close to the Arctic Circle, and they needed the same genetic adaptation to sustain themselves over long periods of time in very cold, hostile environments. So they had a their bodies adapted to utilize sugars in a different manner than others, blah, blah, blah. So, again, the alcohol is related to that in the same way. And, of course, it can be talk about evolution and relationship between various peoples. When you say, wow, Native Americans and Finns, I didn't know that. Well, yeah, there is linguistic connections as well. Well, we're running off course here, but it's always interesting in the Savage University to get into other topics, especially since the show is later at night, where people want, they're thirsting for something, I think, other than the same old. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, that's carnivora.com, and order now.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to visit Flagel's Home Furnishings during our summer sale. As California's premier furniture and interior design company, Flagel's is offering outstanding savings on America's finest furniture by such renowned furniture makers as Stickley, Baker, Henrodon, Swaim, and Hancock & Moore Leather Furniture. In addition, all in-stock Brown Jordan outdoor furniture is now at end-of-season prices. Flagel's interior designers provide complete design expertise and will gladly assist you with your selection. Whether you need just one item or are furnishing your entire home, a Flagel's designer will turn your dreams into reality. So if you're seeking definitive style and quality for your home and want it unique to your taste and personality, don't delay. Come to Flagel's and save hundreds to thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagel's Summer Sale, on now. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
Here's Larry Stevens, director of Advanced Male Medical Center.
Testosterone gradually decreases as we age. It's sort of nature's way of slowing down older men. And regardless of how much you exercise, how well you eat, you're still likely, as you age, to have lower testosterone. One of the first things patients and clinicians notice is increased body weight, especially belly fat. It's also generally picked up with a diagnosis of ED. There's no reason to be embarrassed. It's a natural history of progression of man. Collectively, we've seen well over 100,000 patients.
If these are problems you're facing or think you may be, then dial 415-877-1790 now, because this call could change your life. Get the help you need to live a full life again. Call 415-877-1790. That's 415-877-1790. Or go to advancedmalemedical.com.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So I want to go back to the genetics for a quick second here and ethnic background. I don't think I explained it adequately about why Native Americans have a problem with drinking. And I want to explain it a little better than I did. For example, does ethnicity matter when it comes to alcohol capacity, the ability to handle alcohol? Can Irish really drink us under the table? Are the Asians limited in their ability to drink? Well, ethnic background is a characteristic that factors into whether a person can, in fact, drink more and hurt less. Why? Well, the enzyme that metabolizes alcohol is less abundant in some ethnic groups. For example, some ethnicities, including Asians, have a genetic mutation in the enzyme called acetaldehyde dehydrogenase, which brings on rosy cheeks and a rapid heartbeat even with a small amount of alcohol. And so they can't even drink to intoxication because they become flushed. Now, Native Americans, as I mentioned earlier, also metabolize alcohol much slower than many other ethnicities. That relates to their ability, the Native Americans, to run for long distances on very little food. That's what I was trying to get at before. They evolved the ability to metabolize sugars and such at a much slower rate in order to be able to last longer, in plain English. Okay? So now if you're going to metabolize alcohol more slowly than other ethnicities, and you dump a lot of alcohol into your system, you're going to overload your system in plain English, and you're going to overwhelm it in plain English, and you're going to get sick in plain English. As for the Irish, there's no evidence to suggest that they're genetically superior drinkers than other ethnicities. It's that simple. So that's one little factor that I wanted to touch on here with ethnicity, alcohol consumption, etc., and genetics. Okay, now let's go to the callers. WABC Randy, you're on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Hi.
What's up?
Genetics is indeed a very powerful force. I remember my father had a hernia when I was growing up. Then my brother got a hernia, and I got a hernia.
You think that the weakness of the abdominal wall was inherited, is what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
It's funny you should mention it. Do you know that it's a funny topic. I had a hernia when I was 8 years old that I cured myself by reading books on how to cure it. Would you believe it?
Oh, I didn't think that was something that could be...
I did. It's amazing the power of the mind and healing. It just came back to me. I remember I suffered. I never told anyone about it. I kept everything to myself, and I started reading books on it. And when I found out what caused the so-called herniated area, I used hand pressure, and I healed myself. It was amazing to me. But I can still trigger pain there if I'm not careful. But anyway, go on. So what are you saying? What else are you saying?
When I was in college, genetics or molecular genetics was my field. And I had a professor who believed that environment could actually direct evolution or affect DNA.
But I agree. Don't you think that's true? I mean, you're an expert in molecular genetics.
Heresy. That's
why is it heresy?
According to the genetic dogma.
Oh, what? They think that it's all set in stone?
Well, it's all Darwinian. And
well, I don't believe that. Do you? I believe the environment affects our genetic inheritance.
Well, yes, I believe that it can affect genetic and the DNA, but that's...
But not in one generation. See, the question is, how many generations does it take to induce a mutation? This is a great show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope I haven't taken you too far afield from liberalism as a mental disorder and the damage Obama's doing to America on a daily basis. But tomorrow is another day.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here we are, hour number three of The Savage Nation for Thursday, August 8th. 2013. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. I've been talking about genetics, inheritance. We're talking about, was your mother an alcoholic? Was your father gay? Does cancer run in your family? How many relatives do you have who are schizophrenic or bipolar? And that's because these questions apply to everyone listening to the show. We talked about genetic inheritance, both good and bad. And I played a soundbite from Oliver Stone's son where he explains the Quran as a wonderful book.
You know, I never judge a book by the cover. I want to actually read the Quran and understand it. And in the course of then journeying to places like the West Bank with my father in 2002 and then traveling to Somalia by myself, I saw Islam as a continuation of the Judeo-Christian tradition. I see it, you know, very much for the Prophet Muhammad as the last prophet in that lineage. And the Quran is a very sensible book. If you read it, frankly, it makes a whole lot of sense regarding their interpretation of Jesus, whom they look as a prophet, and obviously the Abrahamic lineage from Abraham to Moses are all very much respected in the Quran. So.
And then he goes into the next one in clip 8.
So the idea of Clash of Civilizations was a war that they created against the Soviets to break up the Soviet Empire. And ultimately, you know, some people would say it backfired and led to the invasion, you know, led to the attacks against America. But ultimately, I look at it as very much a British imperial strategy of creating dissent in the Islamic world between Shia and Sunni, for example, that most Americans don't understand. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Middle East, you understand it much, much better, how the war in Iraq and Syria is creating and fomenting this violence of old ideologies, very much like the Protestants and Catholics fighting, you know, in Ireland. That's an American, but frankly, it's a British imperial strategy that the Americans adopted in the 70s and carries through to this day.
See, now this is the kind of glibness that passes for intelligence in the American salons and universities. Listen to what this moron just said, that we are causing the Shia and the Sunni to fight. What this child perhaps didn't learn from daddy or on daddy's knee in Hollywood is that the Shia and Sunnis have been fighting since, I think, the 11th century. I guess he didn't learn that on daddy's knee in Hollywood. Now, he goes on now. We're talking about liberalism, the inherited mental disorder. We are listening to Oliver Stoner's son, Junior Stoner, in clip 9.
I try to put an end to this Clash of Civilizations dialogue by accepting Islam publicly and saying, you know, within myself, I'm Jewish, Christian, Muslim. There are millions of people around the world who would who can understand that and agree with that. The problem is, of course, the media controls what we see. The media is controlled. It's a conglomerate system, and it's very easy to really dissect it and look at who are the major corporations, and it really boils down to less than 10 that own all the major news media, and the media is obviously tied together between the TV networks and the film studios, and then you go towards broadcasting of all kinds, and it just becomes a conspiracy.
See, now this is liberalism, the inherited mental disorder. Again, you're listening to Oliver Stoner's son, Junior Stoner, who's talking about the media as though he's not part of it. His father has some smash hit movies. Would you say that's the media, Junior Stoner? But I guess he's immune from analysis. Listen to now the next one. It gets even better. He escalates his madness.
The reality is we live in a world of fear, and most people are motivated by fear, and it's become more and more apparent, even though I would say more people are waking up. And at the end of the day, all these millions of people who are aware of the conspiracies, who are aware that 9/11 was probably an inside job of some kind, that it was not simply a ragtag group of terrorists led by bin Laden who conducted this operation, and that led to over a decade of constant fear-mongering and aggression.
So now what he's saying is not fear-mongering, telling us that it was an inside job. Given that Oliver Stone is part Jewish, I can only conclude that this proves beyond a reasonable doubt that liberalism is in fact an inherited mental disorder, and that Stone's son inherited this mental disorder of liberalism from his papa, Oliver Stone. Other stories we're covering on the Savage Nation include the following, and they're kind of interesting when you think about it. The IRS agent in charge says that the agency is still targeting Tea Party groups 3 months after the scandal erupted. They haven't stopped. The U.S. will now let in thousands of Syrian refugees. Isn't that wonderful? What else is going on? Well, let's see. Two deaths at an A-list Hollywood rehab center. Actress Karen Black, dead at 74. The NSA is searching content to and from the United States of America. Texts, your emails. What else? Well, Obama says there's no spying on Americans. I guess that disproves it. Chris Christie signed 10 gun bills into law. Yeah. The NFL is cracking down on excessive celebrations. Wow. There's huge propaganda for illegal immigration reform. It's not reform, it's amnesty. The fact of the matter is, if they grant amnesty to 50 million illegal aliens, America is dead. There's only so much I can take of this nut house called the Obama White House. Not only did he go and insult the U.S. Marines by coming up with the big feminist lie about sexual assault at a time like this when we're at war with Al-Qaeda, he's trying to undermine our men and make them second-guess themselves. But today he topped himself. He announced the Medal of Freedom recipients, and I swear to God, he is giving a Medal of Freedom to President Bill Clinton and to Oprah Winfrey. He has debased the whole meaning of Medal and Freedom. Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to Oprah Winfrey? Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to left-wing radical activists who have done nothing but damage society? Why would you mix up the first woman to fly in space, Sally Ride, who will receive the award posthumously, with some left-wing fanatics who did nothing but agitate and, frankly, cause great harm in this nation? Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to Gloria Steinem when she has done more damage to this society than any single woman that I know of, in my opinion? Why would you give a Medal of Freedom to, well, I have the whole list. You don't need to hear all of the names. They're crazy. It's a crazy list out of a university department of ethnic studies. Everything is crazy under this man. I don't know whether it's genetic or it's environmental. I suspect it's a product of both in his case. So it brings us back to the first statement is about genetics. And, we inherit. But is that all we get? I mean, do genetics negate free will? Are you more than the sum of your parts? I mean, certainly we inherit what mom and dad give us genetically, but what do you do with it is the issue. Some people inherit a very bad set of genes, and they exceed or excel, rather, in some way or another anyway, in spite of the genetics. Others inherit phenomenally good genes and make a wreck of their lives. How many good-looking people have you seen who you assume are Arista types, Class A types, who make a wreck of their lives? They just burn out, blow up. And the other ones, how do you figure out, how do the ones, the others do it? So there's many reasons, obviously. Other factors, and the guys that I've known who were not particularly captains of the football team generally did much better than the captains of the football team because they had to prove themselves. They worked harder. They never stopped working. So that's the way it is, and that's the beauty of being a human being on planet Earth. It's the difference between us, not the similarities, that I find interesting. I understand that this goes against the grain of the psychosis that is prevalent in the land today. And then on the other scale, we have poor people who, through genetics, can't do very much with their lives. You can't ridicule them or blame them. They're all part of the human condition, but don't say they're all equal. Please don't tell me all human beings are equal. Please. It's not true. Look at the NFL. Look at a baseball team. Look at a fighting match. Isn't it all about who's better? We all know that. Everyone with common sense knows that, except the lunatics around Obama and the idiots who run our universities who try to tell us that everyone is the same. No, everyone's not the same. No two snowflakes are the same, and no two people are the same. Oh, here's another thing I saw in that article that I can't wait to share with you. Someone wrote that a researcher in the American Southwest realized she was seeing a lot of breast cancer in the area, meaning the Southwest, see SmithsonianMag.com, and suspected the people were conversos. Who were conversos? Now, remember now, American Southwest, Hispanics, a lot of breast cancer. So the person suspected that the people were conversos. And who are they? Conversos were Jews who outwardly were Christian but secretly were Jews. And then the DNA testing in the Southwest proved this. Now, this goes back to the Muranos of Spain. During the Inquisition, the Christian fanatics came along and they threw the Muslims and the Jews out. The only Jews who could stay were those who converted to Christianity. Many Jews converted to Christianity on the surface but maintained their religion secretly in their houses, practicing the Jewish religion. They were known as Muranos. They were hidden Jews. And I have jokingly said for years, many Americans today have to be Murano conservatives. The Inquisition of the left is so awesome that many people have to hide their love for America, their love for family, their love for order, and their love for dignity. They are the conversos of our day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3885 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3885. 800-282-3885.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Local Union 38 reminds you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage.
The American people are sitting like a bunch of schmucks watching a dictatorship emerge in front of their eyes.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So, human condition, genetics, inheritance. How do you account for the fact that a man could sing like that, or Mario Lanza, or some of the great opera stars? You can't learn it. You can only go so far with learning. You can take an inherent talent and go so far with it. Then there are those who are born with such superior capacities in various and sundry that there's no accounting for it other than genetics. We understand it's almost like a supernatural phenomenon, but it isn't. It's a genetic inheritance. I mean, every 500 years, a Da Vinci appears. But you can eat your heart out saying, why am I not Da Vinci? I mean, if I listen to Beethoven, I often start to cry, and I don't cry very often. I cry because I can't believe that I can't be Beethoven. I cry because I can't believe that he was a human being as I am, that we're part of the same thing. I feel like an animal compared to Beethoven. I feel like I'm crawling on the ground compared to Beethoven. But at least I'm willing to acknowledge that Beethoven is in a class by himself. But I can't attain the level of Beethoven. In what I do, I'm good. I know I'm good. And most of what I do in radio is based upon, frankly, well, a lot of education, a lot of training. But how much of what I do on radio, my ability to sing on this program every night for 19 years as I have, 20 years next March, God willing, where did this come from? Was anyone in my family a talk show host? Well, of course not. Was anyone in my family a public speaker? Of course not. Well, they weren't. Politician? No. Lawyer? No. So how did I get this? It's an inheritance. Something happened along the way. I knew it in the first grade. I knew I was a public speaker. I got up in front of an audience in PS 48 in the Bronx. I was a little kid with a blue suit. And guess what? I didn't fear speaking to the audience. I loved it. I loved the sea of people in front of me. I felt that I was riding above a sea of people below me. And I enjoyed it because I could make them laugh. I could move them. So whatever. What I'm saying is a lot of what we do because we can. And you can't learn it. And you can't force people to say that they should. You can't force people to do things they're not capable of doing. We can go to the other side. I mean, I can't be the pilot I always wanted to be. I can't be the star athlete that I at some point hoped I could be when I was 9 or 10 till I got that out of my system. Or anything else. I mean, we have our limitations and we have our good parts and bad. That's what makes for the wonderful tapestry called humanity. And I don't want to give you a whole lecture on it, but we're talking about genetics right now and mutations. And we're talking about oddities of mutations, such as a lot of breast cancer in the Southwest. And then DNA proves that many of them, of the Hispanics, had Jewish blood. And, of course, they came from the Marranos. It's very interesting. Incidentally, those of you who are Jewish or listening or married to Jewish people, it's recently, I believe, been discovered that the so-called Ashkenazi breast cancer gene was also common among Sephardic Jews. It was not limited to Ashkenazi people. Now, I wrote a book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I'm going to modify that, and I'm going to tell you that liberalism is an inherited genetic disorder, and I can prove it. There's a couple of sound bites I have of Oliver Stone's son. And Oliver Stone, as you well know, is a psychotic left-wing fanatic and hates America, in my opinion. With every movie, as brilliant as he may be in his movie making, the man is a nut job of hatred. He has a vendetta against this country. He has a son who seems to have inherited the disorder in spades. You're not going to believe what I'm about to play for you in his attacks and his vitriol against the Jews and Christianity and his love, his sudden love for Islam and the Quran. You're not going to believe it. Listen to clip 7.
You know, I never judge a book by the cover. I want to actually read the Quran and understand it. And in the course of then journeying to places like the West Bank with my father in 2002, and then traveling to Somalia by myself, I saw Islam as a continuation of the Judeo-Christian tradition. I see it, you know, very much for the Prophet Muhammad as the last prophet in that lineage. And the Quran is a very sensible book. If you read it, frankly, it makes a whole lot of sense regarding their interpretation of Jesus, whom they look as a prophet, and obviously the Abrahamic lineage from Abraham to Moses are all very much respected in the Quran.
All right, so that's his first statement, which is semi-rational. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the cherry on the cake of the insanity in clip 11.
The reason why a lot of Middle Easterners object to Israel's existence is that historically they look at it as a crusader state, a crusader kingdom, because it's the exact same location that the Europeans established their crusader kingdom 1,000 years ago. And so when they see all these European, Russian Jews, you know, coming into Israel, they're saying, look at these European settlers. They're not Jews from our, you know, from this region. They have no ties to the land. They're coming here to settle. And that's the Middle Eastern point of view as far as why they object to it.
Oh, really? So there were no Jews, you mean, before the Christians set up a crusader state, you stupid idiot, you? You uneducated, stupid, drug-addicted dolt? The Jews go back quite a bit further than the Christian crusaders, you idiot. Where does he get this from? This is the same kind of gibberish, I'm positive, that Obama grew up with, that Obama actually believes. And I believe in listening to this, I have not gone too far afield from the discussion we're having on genetics and inheritance. And I believe that this certainly furthers my argument that liberalism is an inherited mental disorder. I believe he inherited this mental illness from Dada Oliver Stone. But then that's one man's opinion. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. I hope you're enjoying a diversion from the norm in talk radio. I'm trying to broaden it into science, poetry, art, opera, and still make my political points because otherwise it becomes rather stale. So, again, genetics are extremely important, and I think it's a subject that everybody is interested in one way or the other, and you don't need a college degree at all, and you don't need a college degree to even talk about it. And perhaps we can all learn something together on the Savage Nation that may be of some interest to you.
Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler for Sontag 560 KSFO. Oregon State Police say they have not been able to confirm a reported sighting in Oregon of a car believed to have been driven by a man wanted in a California killing and kidnap case. They also say they haven't received any more possible sightings of James DiMaggio's blue Nissan Versa in Northeast California and then in South Central Oregon. DiMaggio is suspected of abducting a 16-year-old San Diego County girl and killing the girl's mother and possibly the girl's brother. The state auditor says California has wasted more than $26 million in federal money intended to help the state update its voting and election systems. That includes $22 million counties used to buy optical scan voting systems that the Secretary of State has since outlawed. Weather forecast, cloudy, drizzle overnight, temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, drier, a little bit warmer, temperatures low 60s to the low 80s. I'm Dave Fowler, Sontag 560 KSFO.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
True or false, shampooing your carpet makes it get dirty faster. Actually, it's true and false. Traditional carpet cleaning methods can actually leave your carpet looking shiny and feeling crunchy. But in a matter of days, it can turn dull and dingy and even feel sticky. That's because there's no watery rinse cycle in carpet cleaning. The sticky residue from soaps and harmful chemicals stay behind, attracting dust and dirt. Only Zero Res is a patent from the U.S. Patent Office for cleaning with empowered water, which leaves no residue. It's also approved by the Food and Drug Administration, the USDA, and EPA to be safe and gentle for people, pets, and the planet. See for yourself. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Have three rooms in your home pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $139, complete with a 30-day gotta-love-it guarantee. And commercial customers can get free quotes at 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
But we go to the callers now on the Savage Nation and the questions I ask. And I think we should just take the calls. They're phenomenal because they're all over the map. James on WABC in New York. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Great to talk to you. Long-time listener.
Thanks.
I used to live in San Francisco, and my girlfriend at the time, she had a penthouse in the Fillmore that cost over $2,000 a month. And her next-door neighbor, this guy was on Section 8, Mike. This guy was like a crackhead. He was, this guy even had the nerve to ask her, when is she going to take him out to dinner? Like, this guy was just garbage. So the city of San...
Well, that's right. He's a sacred cow above the law. If you look at them the wrong way, they call you a homeless ist.
But they got people living in penthouses, and you got Section 8 living next to them in San Francisco.
That's democracy, isn't it? That's democracy at work.
To Jersey. I had to come back to the armpit of America because that city drove me.
Well, there's a lot to be said for the suburbs. And the older I get, the more I like the suburbs, by the way. There's a lot to be said for suburban life. Remember the movie back in the 60s, the petite charme of the bourgeoisie? Does anyone remember that movie? I think it was Truffaut did the movie, The Petite Charme of the Bourgeoisie. There's actually a petite charme of the bourgeoisie, to be honest with you. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny by Michael Savage. Stay on the line. There is a petite charme of the bourgeoisie. They leave you alone. They mind their own business. They want to raise their own family. They want to be behind their gates, play with their cars, watch television, play video games, whatever. Why not? There is a beauty to it. I don't even like going in the city anymore. I go back and forth, and I used to do it a lot more. I don't enjoy the city anymore. The bums. There's like an undercurrent of evil in San Francisco. I watched a movie over the weekend that I had seen years ago in part with Johnny Depp called The Ninth Gate. And it's a pretty amazing movie, and it had a very profound effect on my mind. I know that there were subliminal messages in it, and it was about how you cross through the ninth gate to reach Satan. Well, I got to tell you something. I swear, you want to hear this? This is amazing. I watched the movie. I stayed in bed Saturday afternoon. I was so exhausted from the week, from the terrorism and this and that. So I do what I never did. It's cold out anyway. I said, oh, you know what? I don't have to push myself. I laid in bed and watched the movie. So I watched The Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp. And it's about a book dealer who's trying to track down a certain rare books on devil worship, basically. Medieval books or 1700s they were written. And when you get a certain message, you can go through the Ninth Gate and contact Satan, right? Well, strange things happened to me after watching that movie. I think that there are subliminal messages in the film, incidentally. I would not recommend it for children because the filmmaker who did it is a very famous but very perverted filmmaker. He was the one accused of raping a 14-year-old girl. I forget his name, the guy with the nose. What's his name? Not Woody Allen's. Yeah, Roman Polanski. Not Woody Allen's father, Roman Polanski. So Polanski's a genius filmmaker. As you well know, many of the leftists are very, very brilliant at what they do. I can name five of them who make great movies, but they're very dangerous. They all hate America, and they all have subliminal messages. So I watched the movie, and I find my perceptions changed. I swear to God, it was not the cognac, but I found my perceptions literally changed after the movie. And I only watched it on a TV set, not in the theater. I found my driving was a little strange. But most bizarrely, I swear to you that I was driving Wilhelm after the show, after the movie, going somewhere, and the medallion on the front of the Mercedes, which is a triangle, the star in the Mercedes, was twisted. I didn't touch it. I did not touch the. I was driving. It was windy, and I looked at it, and I said, "Wait a minute! The medallion, which has a vague resemblance to a pentagram, had turned on the front of my car." I got a little spooked, and I'm not into like getting spooked that easily. The medallion on my car had turned. I didn't touch it. So I said, you know something? There really may be something to this dark energy, witchcraft. Be careful. Just watching a movie can open up a pathway into your own brain that leads you into areas you don't want to go. And then I said to myself, you know, I've moved away from religion in the last year. I've turned on it completely. I used to be not religious, but I was very deeply into the Bible and certain rituals I would get into. I had a certain fondness for religious people. I lost it within the last year. A number of things occurred. I don't want to go into it because I don't want to put anyone down. I just turned away completely from it. And the further I turn away from God, the more I become susceptible to the other side. And then something dawned on me, which is you almost have no choice in the world today. Either you embrace God or the devil will embrace you. I plan on doing a show today on genetics, inheritance. But when I listened to the speech that this guy gave to Camp Pendleton's Marines, and he used this opportunity to tell them that sexual assault is undermining the military, I said the people have to hear this. They have to understand how fanatic this man is, how damn damaging this man is to every branch of this government and society. Listen to clip 6.
And that's why we are going to work together, all of us, to stop these crimes of sexual assault and uphold the honor and the integrity.
I can't believe what I'm listening to. This is a madman. This is a madman out of control.
That message is coming all the way from the top.
Oh, yeah, all the way from the top. You're a great man. You take the great Marine Corps, you force them to take women, and then if a guy looks at a woman and says, honey, you're good-looking, let's have a drink, she goes and reports it as sexual assault. Then you gin up a whole story about sexual assault in the military, and then you use that as an excuse to turn the military over to a group of fanatic, flaming, radical women. No, sir. This can't go on any longer. It cannot go on. There, I got it out of my system. Now I'll go on to the show I was going to do. I'd like to go back to the primary questions on genetics, genetic testing, what you think about it. And if you knew something was genetically wrong, here's another question for you. It's a real doozy. And here's a tough one today with all of the scanning they have with, embryos for pregnant moms. If you knew something was genetically wrong with your child before birth, what would you do? Would you have that child? Would you raise that child? Or would you terminate the pregnancy? It's a very critical question. I've thought about it long and hard my whole life. Because without going into great detail, I had a brother, may he rest in peace. He's in a cemetery for so many years now. I think his birthday's in September. He died, oh God, no, so long ago. But he never really talked. He couldn't walk. He couldn't hear. He couldn't see. He was basically cared for since he was born. And it was a sad situation. And he affected his illness, or shall I say his inherited illnesses, or defects, if you want to put it that way, affected me profoundly in mostly positive but in some negative ways. His silence gave me the ability to talk to animals and the ability, or rather to communicate with animals, and his silence also gave me the ability to communicate with millions of people in the fashion I do on the show every day. That's right. I thank him for that ability because I had to learn how to communicate with him when the doctor said, don't talk to Jerome, he can't hear you. Don't talk to Jerome, he can't see you. Leave him alone. I thought the doctor was crazy. This kid was strapped into a high chair, beautiful blonde hair, beautiful blue eyes, like a broken doll sitting there. And I was his brother, I was his older brother, a couple of years older. I wanted to talk to him. So naturally, since he couldn't talk, I learned to whistle to him. And I would see his eyes light up. And they would say, no, he doesn't understand you. Go away from him. Leave him alone. That's how it was. You got to understand how sick the medical establishment was in the days that I grew up, how ignorant, rather. They're about as ignorant today in other ways, because no one has perfect knowledge, including myself. But in fact, he did understand me. When I whistled to him, his eyes lit up. There was a spark. And sometimes, you know, as I've gotten older, and the years I was at Berkeley working for my doctorate, oh, that was so long ago, there were many people I would see who were, you know, I don't know how to use the word today, some politically correct words, and I don't mean to step on people who were born with defects. It's not their fault. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let's say handicapped. You're not allowed to use that word today, but they're handicapped by birth. They are. And you have to help them in any way you can. And I would see people who were completely handicapped at birth who, thank God, because of modern psychology and modern technology, were able to self... They were mobile in wheelchairs. They could move the wheelchairs around with their mouth. And they could lead a somewhat of a human life instead of being locked away, as my poor brother was, into some hellhole, some snake pit, which he died in, by the way. And it has such devastation upon my poor mother. So, you know, we've come a long way, baby, in terms of how we treat people who are born this way. But I got to tell you something. I've looked back at my own life and I've asked myself over and over again, was it better that he lived? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product. If you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com, that's carnivora.com, and order now.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Game on! Graton Resort and Casino wants to give you the experience of a lifetime. Win your chance to throw out the first pitch at the Giants game. Plus, watch the game from four lower box seats. Just sign up today for the Graton Rewards card at GratonResortCasino.com. Graton Resort and Casino is the Bay Area's newest place to play, and it opens this fall. Don't miss your chance to throw out the first pitch at the Giants game on August 24th. Visit GratonResortCasino.com today to sign up and win.
This is Mark Flagle, inviting you to visit Flagle's Home Furnishings during our summer sale. As California's premier furniture and interior design company, Flagle's is offering outstanding savings on America's finest furniture by such renowned furniture makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinredon, Swaim, and Hancock & Moore leather furniture. In addition, all in-stock Brown Jordan outdoor furniture is now at end-of-season prices. Flagle's interior designers provide complete design expertise and will gladly assist you with your selection. Whether you need just one item or furnishing your entire home, a Flagel's designer will turn your dreams into reality. So if you're seeking definitive style and quality for your home and want it unique to your taste and personality, don't delay. Come to Flagel's and save hundreds to thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagel's Summer Sale, on now. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
Hot Talk 560 KSFM.
And all the rest of it.
Was your mother an alcoholic? Was your father gay? Does cancer run in your family? Do heart attacks run in your family? How many relatives do you have that are schizophrenic or bipolar? You see, these questions, I figured, apply to everyone listening to The Savage Nation. And today on The Savage Nation, we're going to talk about genetic inheritance, both the good and the bad. And the reason is because, well, I saw an article this morning that attracted my attention on a genetic site. I think they sell, you know, genetic testing or whatever, the 23andMe blog. And it said, expect the unexpected. Rare mutation frequencies are increasing from small specific populations into the general population. In other words, there used to be rare mutations that were found in specific small ethnic populations like French Canadians living in Quebec or people with Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry. But now it says that these mutations are appearing in a more general population. So it triggered this. And I said we should talk about this today because everyone listening to the show has thought about the questions I've asked you. Have you had genetic testing done? And what did you learn? Were you surprised by the results? Or are you afraid of what a genetic test will tell you? And what diseases or problems have you inherited from your parents or grandparents? And how much do you believe in genetics? Do you believe in nature or nurture? Bill in Florida, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Dell here, Dr. Savage. 24 years ago, my wife and I were faced with the exact problem you're talking about. We were presented with genetic testing that suggested we should terminate the pregnancy. We did not. Based on ethics, our son is now getting his doctorate at the University of Pennsylvania in Arabic sociolinguistics. And in fact, in the past...
Wait, say that again. He's getting his doctorate in what subject?
Sociolinguistics, Arabic sociolinguistics.
And this was a child who what, was born with...
He was tested abnormal of spina bifida, and they suggested termination of the pregnancy. Now, that same boy has actually worked with your foundations. So when you were talking about Beethoven, sir, you laid a foundation that my son used in your collections at the Smithsonian.
Wait, I'm missing the point. He worked with what? My plant collections, where?
With your plant collections from Tonga and Fiji.
Oh, my God. I had no idea anyone even knew they existed. The years I was wandering alone in the tropical rainforest collecting medicinal plants, I would send them out to the area, we could collect press, blah, 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 and then went out to seven different herbaria. Which herbaria was he in? Which herbarium was he in, rather?
At the Smithsonian.
Yes, I know one of my collections, a queue in London, which I can't visit because of the liberals, won't let me see my own collection. They only permit Islamists in to say kill the king and queen, rather. Well, but they won't let me into Kew Gardens to see my own collection. It shows you how far they've come from the Magna Carta. There's another collection at the Smithsonian, another one at the Bishop Museum in Honolulu, and another set, I believe, in the Bronx Botanical Garden. That's amazing, your story. So how... why would he have studied my plant collections at Smithsonian?
He was working in the botanical collection, helping categorize them, and then he noticed patterns in names of plants and was able to do linguistic trees based on the names that people call and the native names for those specimens. So your specimens actually formed a new foundation in linguistics.
Holy God. You just gave me a new halo. I've got a couple of them now.
But Dr. Savage, you have established a groundswell and some foundations that others are picking up on. So may God bless
you. That's an astounding thing. You mean in my recording, let me see if I follow you because this is new to me. By writing down the Tongan name for a plant, he was able to put them together in a linguistic pattern?
Correct. By looking at older specimens, he was able to see linguistic shifts in how that changed over time.
and how
holy God
population.
Now, where does your son live? I'd like to communicate with him, Bill. This is amazing.
Yeah, he's in Pennsylvania at the University of Pennsylvania, and I would be more than happy to send you a copy because we looked at your specimens of actually it was I believe paper beetle,
You just changed my view of myself and of the world. I had long forgotten I did this work. I know I did it. I know it was important to me, and I had no idea it would have any effect whatsoever. I thought perhaps one day it might, but I thought that they would be long dormant, and perhaps, you know, in 100 years somebody would stumble upon them, and they would have some utility in developing new medicines for the human population. I had no idea that there was a linguistic value to any of them.
Well, sir, this is how a brilliant mind that would have been otherwise terminated had we trusted the genetics available at the time.
Unbelievable. So because he showed he had spina bifida, they said terminate the pregnancy?
That was a suggestion that our
oh, my God. I almost feel like just stopping talking for a while because you're talking about life and death in the most profound manner. Not only did he become a person who lived a life, but a person who's getting a doctorate right now in such an obscure, difficult field?
Yes, sir. He's actually very much like you, sir.
Well, I imagine he is. I imagine he might be. Yeah, I'll have to answer that question in many different ways.
You're a pianist.
But, Estelle, I don't want to go into the negatives of it. He must have struggled against tremendous odds all of his life as well. Did he have defects that he had to fight against?
Actually, he came out with not a defect at all. He was perfect in every way.
Unbelievable. So the medical establishment would have killed him, treated him like yesterday's garbage, and now he's a superb human being. This should be a lesson to everyone listening to this program about the value of a human life. It's something we never hear about, the value of a single human life. You know, there's an old Hebrew phrase, I think Maimonides wrote it, he who saves a single life, it is though he has saved the entire world. I'm sure you've heard that many times because of your son. Isn't that correct?
That's the oath of Maimonides, and I live by it.
Yes, he who saves a single life. And do you know that there's a host on MSNBC who said last week, and she's not alone, that people should have the right to terminate a pregnancy up to 3 years after the child is born? It's now a new phrase in the academic circles called post-birth abortion. Are you aware that we are heading into a death cult in the West today because of these liberals?
Yes, sir, and it becomes even more difficult to accept when you know the value of what one life has, and you see it, you see lives wasted.
Dale, where in Florida do you live? I mean, say just generically, West Coast, Atlantic Coast, I'm curious for
Miami, in the Miami-Dade area.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Please give your, you know, contact to Neil. When I'm in Florida, I'm going to take you out for a drink. I got to meet you. And Del, he'll give you an address. I'd love to see your son's paper. I would love it. It would give me a new lease on life.
Okay, I'll see.
And wait, how about one more thing, Del? I know this is getting too personal because this is all fresh to me. I'm too excited by it. Does your son do research? Is it funded? Does he have trouble raising funds for his research, or is he looking for funding?
Right now, he's fairly well funded. He just returned from studying in Morocco for the summer, and he'll return to the grindstone at University of Pennsylvania within a couple of weeks.
We'll talk about that as well downstream. In the interim, all I can say is from the bottom of my heart, you've done an awful lot for me today. I thank you very much personally. Stay on the line. So before I take the break, let me say this to the audience. There's an old saying from William Burroughs, naturalist, that goes like this. If you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. I had no idea why I wanted to do genetics as a show today. It's August. You know, it's every day the same thing with Obama's wrecking ball. Today it was the Marines. Yesterday it was this group, that group. The man can't stop. He's a fanatic. And I said, I had enough of it. I can't take this negativity. So I said, all right, maybe I could use my scientific background to talk about genetics, inheritance. Maybe we could raise the dialogue. And look at that call that just came through. I would have to rank that call in my 19 years of radio as historic in my life.
Savage.